Dental researchers in Boston are up to something that could one day make dentures, bridges, and crowns obsolete. They're growing pig's teeth in the bellies of rats, and they say in the future it may be possible to replace a lost human tooth with an identical tooth grown from the patient's own cells. Pamela Yellick has led the research team at the Forsyth Institute in Boston. She told us step one in the tooth-growing process was getting a hold of discarded pig's jaws.
We have isolated immature tooth bud cells from a pig jaw, discarded pig jaw from a meatpacking plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then isolating the cells from those tissues, introducing them onto a biodegradable mold, and then growing that cell-seeded mold in an environment such that it would have a blood supply.
Mm-hmm. And so you inserted that mold with the cells on it into a rat's belly.
Right.
At a point where there was lots of blood supply available.
Yes, exactly.
And these crowns grew in that environment.
Yes.
Why is this possible? How do these cells know, once you've taken them apart and planted them in this way, how do they know to reorganize themselves into a tooth?
It's beautiful. We don't fully understand how the cells recognize one another. We believe that the two types of cells that are required to grow teeth were present in the population. They have the ability to recognize one another and do crosstalk cell-cell signaling between the two that then proceeds to develop into a differentiated, a mature tooth structure.
And how do you anticipate the process would work with a human tooth? Would you grow these teeth in the bellies of some other mammal?
No, that would not be the first choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the ultimate goal would be to grow teeth in an individual's jaw.
And are you talking about growing whole teeth, or are you talking about crowns?
Right now we have grown crowns. The teeth that we've grown don't have roots. It could be that the tooth needs to grow in the mouth next to bone. That's what we're working on. But ultimately, I mean, the idea is to grow fully formed teeth.
How would these teeth be better than the crowns or other alternatives that are now used in dentistry? What makes them so much better?
A biological tooth replacement would maintain the health of the surrounding gums and of the underlying bone. Artificial prostheses don't do that as well.
And would this biological tooth be as strong, for instance, as the teeth that grow normally in our mouths?
Yes. We've done a lot of careful molecular and cellular characterization of these teeth that we've grown from pig to demonstrate that the enamel and the dentin are real.
When do you think it's likely that one of us might be able to walk into the dentist's office and have this done?
What we're kind of thinking, our timeline is that within 5 years we should be able to understand what the cells are that contribute to these two structures and hopefully how we can manipulate them. As far as having teeth to be implanted, we would say probably another 10 years after that.
And how much is it likely to cost?
No idea. I have no idea how much it would cost.
Not as much as current crowns and other alternatives, I hope.
Hopefully not.
Well, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Pamela Yellick, molecular biologist at the Forsyth Institute in Boston.